Adoption?
Approval.
Approval and adoption, I mean.
Okay.
Gentlemen, our next order of business is the final reading and approval and adoption of the 2012 budget. Chapter 50.610 of Missouri Revised Statutes provides a number of stipulations, including, number one, after the budget hearings, the County Commission may revise, alter, increase, or decrease the items contained within the budget, may eliminate any item or add new items. Statutory budget hearings were conducted October 25th and December 29th, 2011, in compliance with Missouri law. Number two, any cash surplus at the end of any fiscal year shall be carried forward and merged with the revenues of the succeeding year. The Commission has been informed that any cash surplus from 2011 has been carried forward to 2012. The budget shall be adopted and the appropriation order finally made at least 10 days after the beginning of the fiscal year. The Commission will be in compliance with this provision at the conclusion of this hearing. Number four, at the same time, the County Commission shall tentatively fix the tax rate necessary to finance and balance the budget. The County Commission has the ability granted through Taney County voters to establish an ad valorem tax rate. However, it is the intention of this County Commission to roll county levies back to zero following final action by the State Tax Commission at the end of the 2012 tax assessment period. County departments were asked in January 2011 to provide county services with 28 and a half fewer employees and to provide those services once again without any positive salary adjustments. Not a pretty scenario, and certainly not a popular scenario with county department leaders and employees. This was not a decision that was made in haste or that the commission wanted to make. The decision was made for the financial well-being of this county government. The commission made those tough decisions a year ago and find ourselves facing major financial challenges again this year. We're not alone. Some counties in Missouri have faced their challenges by keeping their courthouse doors open less than 5 days a week. Some have lowered employees' wages. Some have cut benefits, while yet others have deleted long-standing services completely. The Taney County Commission and Auditor have worked for almost 10 weeks trying to piece together a budget. Given the fact that we received $2.6 million more in requests than we had approved as a budget just one short year ago, that fact, coupled with the knowledge that we would be working with fewer revenues than were budgeted for 2011, presented the Commission with an extremely difficult task. We have made the decision for 2012 that we will not ask for additional staff reductions, we will not seek a reduction in benefits for county employees, and we will continue working towards moderate raises within 2012 for some employees that have not seen increases in 3 to 5 years. We have instead asked departments to hold spending at the 2011 levels and reduce beyond those levels if at all possible. Most departments have responded positively by meeting this goal. Many have reached very deep by cutting 5 to 7%. To those officers who have collaborated with the Commission in reaching this goal, you have our deep appreciation. The easy and popular decision for us as a Commission would be to spend every dollar the county has making every facet of governmental services happy, that is, right up until the county goes broke. We could let future office holders deal with massive employee terminations and only having enough revenues to keep our courthouse doors open 3 or 4 days a week. However, as Harry Truman stated, the buck stops here. This county commission is charged with and realizes the enormous mandate of fiscal responsibility. And as a result, we have made tough decisions and we will continue making them until all is well financially within these courthouse walls. So where do we go from here? The best thing we can do as a county government is to devise a long-term strategy of sound fiscal policies which will include decisions regarding investment in infrastructure, public safety, and economic development, and stick to it. This isn't easy. Even when the county has been flush with revenues, there is always pressure to divert funds to short-term or politically popular purposes. We intend as a commission to develop a 3 to 5 year financial plan, to investigate central purchasing, to evaluate all spending policies, to tighten and thereby strengthen all county policies, assuring better public services at less cost and to eliminate waste through better oversight. The proposed 2012 Taney County budget includes the following major allocations. $16,560,012.48 for general county revenue, $10,705,606.48 for road and bridge, and that is a combination of the old road and bridge budget and the road and bridge trust budget. $25,644,521.42 for sewer capital improvements, $753,116.59 in the assessment fund, and $1,355,744.84 in the transfer station. As I stated, $16,560,000 plus has been allocated for expenditures within general county revenue. However, the county is estimating that only $12,441,585.10 will be forthcoming as revenues during 2012. This is a difference of $4,118,427.38. If every penny of the 212 approved budget is expended, the county will have to draw that amount from reserves. However, configured within the budget is a required $450,000 emergency fund, a contingency fund of $1,959,068.10, and capital improvements of $300,000. If the county can make it through 2012 without utilizing any of these funds, we will be dipping into reserves by a little over $1.4 million. Realistically, the county may be looking at a working deficit between $1.5 and $1.9 million. And let me state, if we work extremely hard, and if there are some areas that we absolutely do not have to spend on top of those dollars, we could go somewhat lower. But realistically, I believe we are going to have some expenditures. We are going to have certain legal expenses. And we are looking at some expenses that are going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to skirt. With that said, I'll call on the other two county commissioners for their comments about this budget, and then we'll open it to the public for questions. Gentlemen.
As Mr. Houseman stated, and this county commission is in agreement with, we are planning a 3 to 4 year plan to make a reduction in expenses. I make this statement because of what happened in Road and Bridge. We took steps 2 and 3 years ago to implement a plan that would to keep us from dipping into reserves in Road and Bridge. As we implemented that plan and through the help of the Road and Bridge administrator, Mr. Hayes, the supervisors of each department, they held a tight rein upon the expenditures that they had. And by doing this, for an example, we put $300,000 in the reserve fund this year from Road and Bridge, where we had been dipping into it constantly from previous years. So it does show that the implementation of a plan and the following of that plan can put us on stable ground, and that's exactly what has happened in Road and Bridge.
I have a few comments just from the 2011, finishing up the year and then talking about the 2012 budget. The commission, as you know, took a very strong position about the transfers, which caused intra-county government transfers, which little did I know when we started looking at the transfers how the ripple effect of the expenses it was going to cause upon the county. It did through the 10 weeks, every week seemed like we got a different picture painted. At one time we were $4 million, $5 million upside down, and then we had the $2.6 million in requests. I do want to applaud all the department heads and the elected officials how they rallied behind and understood the budget to a point where the requests basically went away, or they were justified to a point where we could balance get closer to a balance in the budget. The county budget is very complex. It's the GCR, as we talk about general county revenue, consists of 35 different departments, and so we have to budget 35 different departments that consists what we call the GCR. And there's a few things that I want to talk about and be optimistic about the upcoming 2012. One of the things that the county decided to do was create a fund balance, which was where we are saying we are going to make sure we ensure that this X amount of dollars is going to be left alone, set aside in case, and it's not a contingency, but it's what the county would have next year in case of, in the extreme case of an economic meltdown or something like that. We have set aside the $6 million, which is basically 6 months of revenue, and set aside within the budget that we have not done before, where we have allocated and put a firm dollar figure in place that we believe we could operate in case of a catastrophic event. A couple things that as you look through the revenues and the expenses and put together, if you truly study the budget, you're going to show that we are $4,118,427 short of revenues. And that sounds much worse, like Commissioner Hausman said, it sounds much worse than it is. If you would go through some absolute most optimistic best-case scenarios, I have a scenario that shows it will be short about $1 million. And the reality is we're still short. We could say, you know, we don't use anything in contingencies. We don't have flood events that we experienced in 2011. We don't lose any litigation suits. Some professional services that we're anticipating being forced to spend, we won't have to. And the revenues, I mean, we talk about the expenses. Revenues are starting to rebound a little bit. Now, they are not where they used to be, but they are rebounding. We are projecting about flat to a little less than we did receive in 2011. I think we finished the year in sales tax collection at $6.7 million. we are projecting $6.5 million. So not knowing, you know, one of the challenges we have as a county commission and budget is that we have to project what our revenues are going to be for the entire year, because budget law says we can't decrease without certain scenarios. So what I would say, you know, as doom and gloom as this looks from a deficit spending, it's not as nearly as bad as I had initially thought. And I see a path for us to be deficit by less than $1 million. But one thing I did want to also bring up is the salary study that we had Linda Sorensen's work on. In this budget, we have not allocated any raises that we are submitting. There is money set aside within contingency if we choose as a commission to move forward with the raises. But the salary study that was submitted to us is a very complex document. It's a lot of data to sift through. We're looking at job descriptions that we've never had before at every position within the county. Looking at some employee reviews, but we'd like to see employee performance reviews on all the employees. And then we're looking at suggested pay rates for all these job descriptions, and then putting the existing people and their job duties at a certain level within the study. There, I believe there were 16 different pay scales submitted in the study. And working through all those scenarios is a very complicated process. And going from what we've been doing in the years past to this is not an easy, and that first step is very large. Some of the concerns, and as we sifted through the data one night late, I can't remember what night it was, we realized that we had a lot more questions started coming up before we could even move forward with any suggested raises, such as, you know, how do we take tenure. I mean, we have some employees over here many, many, many years. How do you take that in consideration with job performance also? And being, you know, what we want to be as a commission is fair, and we want to look at all possibilities to make sure everyone is treated fairly. And like Ron has said and Danny has said in the past is, you know, we have some employees who have not seen any raises in 3 to 5 years. We have a long way to go. I mean, one thing the study did show is that we grossly underpay certain positions in the county, and some positions are they're at market level. So we're not done with the study. We just are finish, we're at a point where we have to finish the budget, but we're going to continue the study, and we are not prevented by this decision on the budget to not go back and give raises. It's just, it's not part of this budget, but there is money in the contingency line item that we could draw upon if we needed to.
My concern, my number one concern from the half glass empty scenario instead of the half glass full is how much of these dollars that we currently have in the budget will we be spending that are fluid? In other words, it's going to be based upon events that take place during the year. At a minimum, as Jim has said, through the scenario that he's figured, we're looking at $1 million in reserves. I believe that we're probably going to tap, given other decisions that will be made, somewhere between 1.4 and 1.9, realistically. That means, obviously, that future years, major decisions are going to have to be made to stop the bleeding, if you will. And we're going to have to pursue revenues. I think the county has already taken some great steps forward and some of the ideas that we've had and the way that we are moving forward in different departments, but there's a lot left to be done. And as Dan said, we will be doing that work over the course of the next few months. Are there comments from the public regarding this proposed 2012 budget? Any of you have any comments you want to make? Sheila?
Realizing that we're not final, we don't know what we're going to do on raises for the employees that have worked hard for the people and strive in order to bring the money into the county. I read where Stone County had met their budget and was maintaining, was able to give raises with it, and I was thankful for them and for their county, and how the officers and the employees all work together to do this. And from what I know, and I do think, and I think one of you gentlemen said, that the elected officials and the employees have worked towards that, trying to maintain this. I believe all the elected officials met the challenge of, in regard to the funds that were controlled by the office, to see that the county commission would have those to work with to help make the budget stronger. And saying all of this and hoping to not lose any seasoned employees that are very important to my office due to not being taken care of, I appreciate all the work you've done, and I encourage us to continue not to enlarge government, but to take care of what we have. Not to turn into what our national government is for Cheney County. In saying that, I do hope, as the collector and for all the people of Cheney County, that we strive to live within the means of the sales tax that the people voted for many years ago, thinking there would not be a property tax. And I do hope that we do not put a tax levy on the people and burden them in addition for the future. And I thank you for that.
Other comments? Sherry?
One of the things that I'm hearing here is that with this whole budget thing, this is going to affect much of the decisions that you guys make in this coming year. And keeping a light pulse on this county, I see a lot of changes, a lot of possibilities for revenue coming into the county this year. And I'm wondering what's going to happen when the people oppose some of the new and incoming changes. This proposal that we heard this morning for Bradleyville, possibly things that might come in through the racetrack issues, some of those kinds of things. I'm wondering if the people are going to have as strong of a consideration or will it be the county's decision to just look at the bottom line of the revenues that are possible for the new entities that come into the county?
Thank you. Other comments?
Seeing none, I'm going to move that we adopt and approve the 2012 budget.
I second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to adopt and approve the 2012 budget. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We had said that we would set some time aside to answer questions of media. Would you all like to do that now before we... The council's not here yet.
Right. Go to executive, right.
Well, I mean...
Prior to going to executive,
you
yes.
Want to do that now, folks?
Sure.
Come right ahead.
You want to broadcast or you want to not broadcast? Doesn't matter to me.
No, that's fine.
Whatever you want.
Questions?
Yeah, you want me to.
You want me. What? However you want to.
Do. Whatever you want to do.
I just have really one question. When you gentlemen were presenting the state of the budget, mm-hmm. you called it to department heads last month, I think it was. You said that if the departments can meet this 5 to 10% cut, that you the quote I remember is that all employees would receive raises in 2012. Just want to ask, is that still true? Has something changed? I know that you said the decision is not made, but that was a statement that was made. Does that still look like that's going to be?
First, we really appreciate what all the officers did and those that took cuts. Not every officer took cuts to the 5 to 10% that we requested. But this county commission is going to look at employees across the board and work with the HR department in doing our best to establish something to remunerate these employees for their faithful service.
As we looked at and reviewed the salary schedule and the evaluation and everything, we seen some employees that had worked for the county that for 2 or 3 years' time hadn't taken a day off, hadn't missed any sick leave as far as their time, things like that that needed to be rewarded. The statement we made earlier about all the employees receiving a compensation or a raise would hold true at the point that we made that statement, and we plan on seeing what we can do to that effect. But the fact that we have, I know of three Road and Bridge employees who had missed a day and had worked hard for the county who hadn't received a raise in 3 years. That, as far as I'm concerned, they're going to be compensated for their service to the county. All the employees that, when we ask these department heads and elected officials to look at their funds that they have that can't be touched by the commission and to apply those, we appreciate that, and we are taking all that into consideration when we look for the funds to supply raises.
Tyler, I'm looking for since you brought up the exact, I was trying to get you exact percentages of what we did get from reductions.
Sure.
Just give me another minute, I'll be able to give you an answer here.
Okay. Would any of you guys be able to tell me how much would be available in these contingency funds that were discussed that might be put toward raises?
The number wouldn't be available. We have a contingency fund that you'll see in the budget, but the exact number, because of just exactly what I stated there earlier about different amounts as the evaluations are done, there may be raises for individuals in road and bridge that might be larger than the other amounts. There may be some people brought up on their salary level that would meet where they should be paid versus some that have been paid at the market value. In I believe it was 2008 when we made an approach to try to equalize some salaries in road and bridge. And as we looked at the pay scale and what the public, because we were losing employees to the public sector of contractors and things like that, we made an adjustment on those employees that were operators of equipment and valued people in the county, and we made adjustments at that point. These people that we're talking about in the other part of, and I'm using road and bridge because you can see it, the success that was caused there. As we looked at those employees, and these other employees were hired after that period of time. So those people from 2008 that were hired after that time, even though their job skill set was the same, haven't received a raise. So we plan on, if we try to do a raise, we try to bring those people into alignment with all the other employees that are in Road and Bridge. That's just one department. See, when we talk about the tax revenue from the SIR being separated, so we will not have that particular part to establish. That'll be left up to the board and their part of it. But it's very important that we take care of the most valuable resource that we have in the county, and that's the county employees.
Okay. So, Tyler, one of the questions you had was, where do we, after all the reviews, where do we sit based off the state of the discussion? So, going into that meeting, we had the state of the budget. We were about 2.6 over what we spent in approved in 2011. Remember, it's a little bit hard to decipher the budget because we have carryovers and all that, but we spent approximately $13,381,000 in 2011. Okay.
Okay.
General county revenue.
If we take out some of these contingencies that we have in the budget for 2012, it appears that we're going to spend $13,560,000. So we're going to be more than last year in 2011. Now,
the goal was to be 5 to 10.
5 to 10 below what we spent in 2011.
Okay.
So, yeah, we didn't, although every elected official did contribute, either using special funds or just doing overall reductions, it wasn't enough to get to the easy decision, which was we can do this. But, so that's just so you know, percent wise, is where we sit.
I can tell you how, in talking with other commissioners, they have made this balance in their counties. Some of them are only opening the courthouse doors 4 days a week. As a result, employees are being paid for 32 hours instead of 40. Some have cut benefits. So either the employee is contributing 50% of what the benefits package is, or they're not getting it. A couple were even talking about removing benefits altogether. Now, I haven't conferred with them, so I don't know if they did that or not, but those are things that were on the table, and they've made some really drastic changes within how they offer county services. And again, while all those things have been thought about, they are not things that we've taken action on, nor are they things that we wanted to take action on. And I apologize for being redundant, but it is our hope, after meeting with human resources, to find something that's equitable for the people that work throughout this county system.
you know, Ron mentioned health benefits. We did make an aggressive change and made a change in the health benefits that saved the county money. So we did make some changes there also because we were at the same time going through bid processes when we did the state of the budget presentation. So
I didn't see in the budget where you listed all the major expenses or major revenue items that the sheriff's budget was in that, and I would think that the sheriff's budget and the trust mm-hmm. account would be a major expenditure on the budget. You know, where you listed, you gave a line item of GCR, road and bridge on page 2 of your of Ron's handout.
Okay.
I didn't see that amount, and yes, also,
and that will be contained in the full budget. Everything is there.
Okay. It just wasn't listed. Isn't it a major expense? I mean, isn't it like a few million? Or?
Well, actually, it's included in the general county revenue number that I gave you.
In that 16? Mm-hmm. So is that all of the funds? Would that be all of your, all the funds for the sheriff?
The expenses?
All the sheriff's expenses are in GCR?
Right, yes. 117. I mean, it's a department. If you look at the different tabs, if the line item starts with 117, mm-hmm. is the sheriff's also, and so is 118. There's two tabs or two department pages that are sheriff-related expenses.
Okay, one's so what you're saying is what was included in that $16 million, that includes all of the sheriff's
yes.
expenditures. Yes. Okay, all right, thank you.
Uh-huh. And also, there's $1.625 million in sales tax that's for that jail bond issue, and mm-hmm. then on the other side of that coin, there are the expenditures of paying that. So that's also.
And does that go into GCR as well?
It is in this budget.
In this
okay.
budget. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was wondering why, when you made the cuts in road and bridge in order to try to stop the deficit spending mm-hmm. in the previous years, why you didn't continue on that trend?
For road and bridge?
Well, for the whole county, in order not to deficit spend up to $4 million.
Well, we made, I think we eliminated 28 positions last year, which was a pretty major cut. I felt that if we hit any more personnel, it would definitely affect services that we provide to the citizens. So I felt like we are at the minimum level of staffing without affecting services to our citizens. And, you know, if that, after multiple workshops that we have, looking at a long-range financial plan, if that decision is made to reduce staffing additional, we'll have to affect services. There's no way we can operate the county and offer the same services with any less personnel, I don't believe.
I have one other question. I was wondering I'm thinking about what the readers might mm-hmm. wonder why the commission wouldn't have asked the employees to pay like a copay on the insurance because the county covers that 100%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why have you looked at that or
let me address that.
To
he can I have a scenario
to save expenditures for
yes,
the county?
Yes, absolutely. We did
okay.
look at that. But when you take a look, that traditionally counties pay less to employees in the private sector for like services. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have going for us in attracting people are the benefits that are offered through county government. And the less benefits that are offered along with less pay, the less likelihood we are to keep many of the employees that we have. So that's been taken into consideration, and that's the reason that we did everything we could to hold on to those benefits.
Well, I think the leaders would be asking that, because if the other counties and other entities are making those kind of cuts,
I think it's a fair question, and I had a number of people talk to me about it, but I also think it's incredibly important that we maintain and retain the trained staff that we have within the county system, and that's one of the few ways we have to do that. And to your earlier question, had I wished that the previous commissions over the course of the last 4 to 5 years would have done some of the things that have gone on this year, last January and this January, you bet. I but that was not the course of action that was taken. And so we're having to face it now.
So initially, then, are you saying that the commission should have taken these steps previously?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I wish they had. I don't believe that any county commission, the state or the federal government, knew what was in store for this country through the economy. And I think it caught everyone flat-footed. And it's been a major factor in what's happened and how we have got to where we're at. Had they had the ability to see into the future, I have no doubt our commissions of prior years would have acted differently. But that wasn't the case, nor was it the case with counties all across the state.
No one knew. Now you can take those steps now. I mean, if you personally feel that way now, you could take that step now as the presiding.
Which step? I'm sorry.
The step to reduce personnel. I mean,
I think that we have taken the steps that we want to take, and we are in a mode of, as Jim said earlier when we were discussing the preliminary meeting, be half full instead of half empty, Houseman.
Yeah.
We really are hopeful that the economy rebounds. We've got our eye, and we have the pulse of this budget, I think, firmly under our hands right now. And it's our hope that we don't have to make those drastic changes in 2013, 2014. But realistically, Jan, does the possibility exist that we will? Yes.
I do want to point out that in 2010, our revenues for the GCR was at $14 million. Okay, our actuals ended up the year at $14,082,000. Our projected revenues for 2012 are $12,441,000. So we're already $1.6 million less revenues projection. So the trend, unfortunately, we can look at the expense side of the balance sheet. We also have to address the reality is our revenues are also decreasing at a rate that's hard to maintain. I mean, so here we are trying to maintain our skilled employees that we have within the county that help provide the services, but yet at the same time, we're asking them, these departments, to cut expenses and knowing the revenues are falling off also. So, I mean, it's a two-time effect, basically. We're having a difficult time retaining the skilled employees that we've got. I mean, we just are. We've had many situations in 2011 that we had some turnover that just wish we didn't, but because of how we pay, we are sometimes a training ground for other employers. So,
as we make every decision that's made now, and Jen, you ask about previous commissions, and I sit on some of those commissions, and as commissioners vote on issues, and I'm going to use this example. I don't know whether the other two commissioners approve of what I'm saying, but I'm going to use this example anyway. When the county commission obligates herself to $5.1 million on the Taney-Como Bridge and obligates herself to pay Branson's part and let them pay them back in a certain time phase, in which I voted against at the time, and went to seek federal monies to make that happen. Those kind of decisions have to be judged on their merit that we did not have. If that had taken place and Mr. Houseman hadn't worked in the stimulus department and we hadn't received those funds, then this county would have been laying off anywhere from 50 to 60 road and bridge employees instead of the few that we laid off 3 years ago. And so those decisions are taken seriously. And every decision that comes before this commission as expenditures is taken seriously. And so as we see those things in the past, it's a good thing for us to learn from those and move forward. And as I stated before, with a three-year plan that we plan to put in place, we've seen what Road and Bridge did. We've seen how it increased to where it was in a surplus this year. So that can happen, and I'm optimistic that we will straighten up the deficit spending that we have. You've heard me preach deficit spending for 3 or 4 years now, and this year was a sense of not taking the steps of doing away with any more employee positions. And so that's where we stood this year on it. And so you can feel sure that every dime that we spend is going to be seriously looked at.
I was curious as to how much we, last week, we were trying to get a number for deficit spending in 11. Did we get that number? Yeah.
Did we deficit spend in 2011?
Right.
We did not. We did not. We transferred over, I just closed my spreadsheet out, 200,000, 300,000, Rick? How much was it? 300,000, 400,000?
You did.
I know. I will in a second. I just thought you knew off the top of your head. Let me look here.
Well, if we didn't deficit spend in 2011, then why are we deficit spending in 2012?
Revenues are less.
Projected revenues
are less than last year's projected revenues.
On the upside on the tax revenues, I was looking at those this morning, and the last 3 months have been increasing, going up.
Right. So, it's very encouraging. Every 3% adds 200,000 to our annual sales tax collection. So we, 3% increase over last year would give us an extra 200,000. So,
Rick,
I just want to present that glass half full position just a little bit. And you newspapers reporters, I think I've talked to a couple of you. I'd like to see positive print, and I still believe that Taney County is one of the best places in the world to live. And we are in better shape than a lot of counties throughout Missouri. I'm sure a lot of counties throughout the United States. We have a plan to keep us in that situation here. It's kind of a difficult plan to follow right now, but, we are looking good right now.
Thank you.
I see the newspapers have the headlines of the Friday night's basketball score being on the front page.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? I do want to say thank you to everybody, all the elected officials. The commissioners in particular put a lot of effort into this, and I appreciate that. The public, I just appreciate the patience you've had with me throughout this process, and I thanks again.
I'm wondering if council's upstairs, and I'm wondering if we can stand in recess until we're ready to go into exec. Let's stand in recess.